Most of the noise has moved inside the new Children's UC Proton Therapy Center. Just last month, the centerpiece, a cyclotron weighing 125 tons, arrived. It came by boat to Baltimore from Germany, then was trucked in two different trips to Westchester in a special trailer. That trailer is 210 feet long with 15 axles and 62 tires. The cyclotron is so big, a special 800-ton crane was needed to lift it into place, and it took more than 40 semis to deliver the parts for the crane to the site. The cyclotron, or particle accelerator, is at the heart of the new proton therapy center, which will deliver radiation so it only touches the tumor and doesn't damage other parts of the body, according to medical director Dr. John Brenneman.
Growing tissues are really susceptible to the damaging effects of radiation, so we think that probably at least 3/4 of the children that we're treating now with radiation, conventional radiation, will instead be better treated with proton therapy and have a lot less side effects into adulthood and, you know, for the rest of their lives.
He says some adults can benefit, too, if their heart, lung, and brain tissue would be damaged by standard radiation.
In some instances where we treat breast cancer with radiation, we can't avoid exposing an area of the heart to the radiation as well. And we're finding out more and more that that treatment in these women who most are going to be cured will lead to a higher incidence of heart disease later on down the line. And protons in some of those instances are going to be able to completely spare the heart and give zero radiation dose there. So that's another population that we think is going to benefit some of the, not all patients with breast cancer, but some of them will.
Proton therapy is not new. It's been around since the 1950s in government research centers, but scientists had trouble downsizing it for hospitals. Recent studies have shown promise for proton therapy, and it's becoming more mainstream. The Center at Children's has some new technology, plus it has a research element where researchers will study why it works, what the proper dose delivery should be, and how the process can be improved. Abram Gordon is the executive director for the Cincinnati Children's UC Proton Therapy Center. He explains that protons come in at a low-level radiation and release energy at a predetermined location. He says you start off with hydrogen gas.
So they separate the electrons from the proton, and so the proton is then spun around through a magnetic field to about 2/3 of the speed of light. And then it is sent out to basically to treat the patient.
Gordon explains the protons go through a tube because they will release energy if they touch something. To keep them in the middle, they are encased by magnets as they leave the cyclotron.
So how long is this pipe?
It just starts at that cyclotron and it goes to the end there. It's probably, about a football field or so in length at the longest.
What makes this proton therapy center different from most in the U.S. is that the system creates a 3D image of the tumor and kind of spray paints it.
And it does that by being able to move the proton beam along a rectangular shape and being able to turn on and off that proton delivery based on the shape it wants. And then it does that layer by layer of successfully lower energies of proton radiation.
The Proton Therapy Center is scheduled to open in the winter of 2016-2017. In the meantime, hundreds of highly specialized workers are connecting wires, putting together the parts, and calibrating the machines. A national conference will bring 1,000 oncologists involved in proton therapy to the Cincinnati Convention Center and to the hospital for their annual meeting in 2018. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.